This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Afghanistan, Vice President Abdul Qadir has been assassinated. Mr. Qadir was a Pashtun leader, one of three vice presidents selected in last month's Grand Council meeting forming Afghanistan's new government. He was also Minister of Public Works and governor of an eastern province. Vice President Qadir played a leading role in the resistance against both the Soviets and the Taliban. He was reportedly shot dead in Kabul outside the Ministry of Public Works. Ivan Watson is on the line from Kabul. Ivan, thanks for being with us.
Hello, Scott.
And what do we know of the circumstances of this assassination?
Haji Qadir, as he's known here, was driving out of the ministry where he also holds the post of Minister of Public Works in a Toyota Land Cruiser, accompanied only by his driver. Police say two men in civilian clothes were standing within 10 feet of the entrance, and they opened fire on the vehicle. I counted about 20 holes in this Land Cruiser. It managed to go about 50 feet from the entrance of the ministry before it slammed into a wall. There's blood on the dashboard of the vehicle as well as along the doors, and both the driver and Vice President Qadir were killed in the attack.
Ivan, what about his own security force, if he had one, International Protection Force soldiers who made it a priority to try and protect from assassination? Were they in evidence there?
They were after the attack took place. International peacekeepers were on the scene securing the area, working with Afghan police. But according to a foreign ministry spokesman, Mr. Qadir chose not to travel with a lot of bodyguards. He was against having high security. He said it gave the wrong symbol to the people. This is according to the foreign ministry spokesman. Mm-hmm. And that's why he was only traveling with one driver, as opposed to other ministers who have far more bodyguards with them, armed men in evidence.
Mm-hmm. He was the brother of Rebel Commander Abdul Haq, who was captured by the Taliban and hung last year. What else can you tell us about Mr. Qadir?
Well, he is an ethnic Pashtun who was a key figure in the Northern Alliance, which is dominated by ethnic Tajiks. He was one of the key men who was always at rallies and meetings in the weeks before Kabul fell and before the Taliban fled. He was traditionally the leader of eastern Afghanistan, the governor of Jalalabad, and I believe he dropped that post in favor of becoming vice president just last month. And he could have been controversial in part because he was trying to carry out policies from the Afghan government to end poppy production and opium production in that part of Afghanistan.
And then that would have given at least some people a motive to kill him, a financial motive.
Right. Foreign ministry spokesmen here are not ruling out the possibility that drug mafias or al-Qaeda or the Taliban could have been behind this. They're calling whoever did the attack terrorists. Police official here from the Interior Ministry, he says that 10 of the 14 security guards who were posted at the ministry, that they've been arrested, and that he has 100% certitude that they were involved in this. They were very close to where the attack took place. He says one of their weapons is missing, and he's called them former Taliban.
And finally, in the 30 seconds we have left, Ivan, the response of President Karzai and the cabinet?
Well, Hamid Karzai has gone to a hospital to see the bodies of Governor Qadir and the driver. An emergency cabinet meeting is planned today, and a statement will be released soon. Also, there is expected to be a state funeral for Haji Qadir.
Okay. Thanks very much, Ivan.
Thank you, Scott.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking with us from Kabul.